At year's end, many reflect on those they've lost this year, family, friends, and others who have touched their lives. Commentator Peter Sagal was moved by the loss of someone he knew only as a reader.
My favorite living poet died recently. I guess I'll have to think of something else to call him. When I was 16, starting Mr. Matfield's AP English class, I picked up our poetry textbook called Sound and Sense. That title summarized, rather neatly, how I dealt at that period in my life with all poetry, all literature, as word problems of various length to be answered at the appropriate time and place by filling in the correct oval with a number 2 pencil. I was good at this particular kind of test. I read a short story like a shark moving through chum, looking for the chunks of meaning so I could explain, when asked, what it all meant. Then I would advance to the next level of difficulty. Someday in due course I expected to be granted a diploma, or maybe, for all I knew, this is what I would do for a living. I seemed to be pretty good at it. But on page 17 or so of this book, Sound and Sense, was a poem called Love Song, I and Thou, by Alan Dugan. And despite the title of the textbook, this poem made no sense. It wasn't one of those poems which presented a kind of arch surreality, as if deigning to say what you were talking about would be too common. The words were clear, the tone was obvious, the title laid it out. It was a love song from I to Thou. Duh. But if asked, I could not explain what this meant. I spent a long time reading that poem, trying to figure it out. I looked in the back of the anthology, as if there were an appendix with the answers. I showed it to my teacher, who was pleased with my befuddlement, but didn't help. I eventually showed that poem to just about everyone I knew. I still do, from time to time. I'm going to show it to you in just a second. Some of these people look at me blankly. Some of these people cry when they read it, without being able to explain why. Was this really some kind of love poem? Then what's all this business about nails? I read the poem some more. I got through 3 whole pages of the book, I and Thou, by the philosopher Martin Buber, and that was no help. I started reading other poems and other books, none of which had quiz questions attached afterwards, and if they had, I wouldn't have had any idea which oval to fill in. I began to realize that the things most worth reading were those that were utterly immune to explanation. Eventually, I started writing myself, and when I did, it was always with the ideal of trying to say something important and impossible enough so that the only way to put it was literature. I can't say that this poem made me a writer. I can say it was where I first started to see what a writer really does. Here's Alan Dugan himself reading the poem, Love Song, I and Thou. Tell me, if you want, what you think it means. Or don't. That's the whole point.
Nothing is plumb, level, or square. The studs are bowed. The joists are shaky by nature. No piece fits any other piece without a gap or a pinch, and bent nails dance all over the surfacing like maggots. By Christ, I am no carpenter. I built the roof for myself, the walls for myself, the floors for myself, and got hung up in it myself. I danced with a purple thumb at this housewarming, drunk with my prime whiskey, rage. Oh, I spat rage's nails into the frame-up of my work. It held. It settled plumb, level, solid, square, and true for that one moment. Then it screamed and went on through, skewing as wrong the other way. God damned it, this is hell. But I planned it, I sawed it, I nailed it, and I will live in it until it kills me. I can nail my left palm to the left-hand cross piece, but I can't do everything myself. I need a hand to nail the right, a help, a love, a you, a wife.
The recording of poet Alan Dugan was provided by the Woodbury Poetry Room at Harvard University. Alan Dugan was remembered by Peter Sagal, host of the NPR quiz show Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.